just talk about how Brandy literally changed the music game for us? Like, she was doing the most and we loved it.
Brandy is like one of those ones who really should be up there. Yeah. I feel the same about Brandy as I do with Kylie Minogue, is that there is very like select group of people who give them their flowers, but nowhere near enough people like respect the work and the effort that they put into. Kylie has the gays, Brandy has blacks. It's just how it be. Yeah. Hi guys, you're listening to The Back of the Bus. Yeah, two with Dan and Nick. Nicholas, you are looking stunning today, may I say. Oh,
thank you. Why, hello.
This Fenty Fat Water is working on that
skin. Yes, honey. Yes, and the bottle's about to finish because I'm on the last bit now, honey.
You're going to have to get a refill. Rihanna, if you're listening, we need Fenty Fat Water sent
right
to Liverpool.
Now. Right this minute. Have you tried it yet? It's really good.
No, but what I have got is this. These are not brand plugs, by the way. These are just what we're using. I got The Ordinary.
Is it the toner?
Yeah, I've got the glycolic
acid. Yeah, it's really good for your skin. Solution. Yes, ma'am.
First time I used it, it was like having a face peel. It felt so good. And then honestly. For my under the eyes, I use this. The 5% caffeine solution, which has honestly made me look so alive. I looked dead before I discovered this.
Look at us taking our skincare serious. Look at us taking skincare serious. Who is we, honey?
Who is we?
Oh, I have juicy questions this week, you know.
There are some questions. We're going to get into it. So, guys, if you have questions for The Back of the Bus, you feel free to DM us. So you can find me at DanJamesLDN. You can find Nick at It's Nick Charles. You can send them to the 802 Podcast via DMs. They're all open. That's the 802 Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Or if it's longer and you need a bit more of a word count, feel free to email us, the802podcast@gmail.com. Should we get into it?
Yes. So let's go into this first question. So this first question comes from Logan. Logan says, hi, Dan and Nick. Hope you're well. I've been meeting two guys for sex, but now I found out that they are friends and I am mortified. After a bad breakup with my ex, I was determined to have a bit of fun before settling down. I'm just about 27, just between 26 and 27, and started dating again last summer in the middle of pandemic year. Yay me. I wasn't in a committed relationship and enjoyed seeing 10 different guys. For a lot of the time, I only went for walks with them because that's all we could do, you know, pandemic pending and all that. One of them was a lovely guy who was 25. He's really fucking fit, has a good job and comes from a really great, nice family. And the bonus, the sex is fucking phenomenal. There wasn't any chemistry, but I kept dating and sleeping with him in the hope the sex would improve. But it's dull, dull, dull after the first time. He mentioned he played five-a-side football for one of our local teams and said they were a close-knit group of friends. Recently, I've been on a date with four dates with a new guy. He's 31 and single, and we slept together twice. And the last time he spent most of the weekend with me. I really think he's really fit. I think he's the one, and I really think we can go somewhere like start looking at houses and cars and all that bullshit that comes with relationships these days. But I nearly choked on my coffee one morning when he said he played five-a-side for the same team as the previous guy I've been sleeping with. He even mentioned his name and said they were great friends. The previous guy had been messaging me asking when I'm free for another date, but I don't want to go as I'm worried about telling my new lover I've slept with his friend. What if they started trading notes? What am I to do? Wow. Well, that is a story.
This was Logan, right? Name Logan?
Yes, Logan.
Logan.
We lived this mess.
Yeah, let me get into this. First of all, this is not a question. This is a brag. Mm-hmm. You decided to write in Logan and be like, I am sleeping with two guys who like me and I don't know what to do. And my answer is get the hell off my show, Logan.
Yeah, leave.
Logan, this is fairly obvious in how you wrote this question. You like guy number two. Yeah. You don't like guy number one. You said there's no real chemistry. The sex isn't very good. Like, he's sweet and whatever. There's loads of sweet people in the world. That doesn't mean you got to be with them. You don't need to force yourself into liking somebody. You like guy number two.
Yeah.
What you need to understand is, to your knowledge, neither guy number one nor guy number two, even if they're in the same five-a-side team, have already shared notes about you.
Mm-hmm.
So they are unaware of the scenario, which is usually a pretty good thing, which means you're not messing about with somebody who's going to kiss and tell.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're scared, I think what you're scared of is you're scared of hurting guy number one's feelings. Mm-hmm. You don't want him to get upset with you because you are more into his friend. But guess what, darling? You entered that situation not knowing they were friends. You're not pitting them against each other. And you've basically already made your decision. So yeah. I think just like a plaster, when you need to take off, just rip it off.
Yeah.
Just guy number one, ask him, be like, hey, had a lovely time with you. I think you're great. I don't see this as a relationship for us. So I like thought you were great. Don't do that thing of like, let's be friends, da 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 da, because you didn't want to be his friend. You didn't want to be your friend. Just be like, I don't think this is going to be a thing for us. And then carry on things with guy number two. And if it gets to a point where guy number two is ready to show you around to his mates, you can cross that bridge when you come to it. Exactly. It might never happen. But yeah, you've made your choice. Well, congratulations for you, by the way. This is a good situation to be in.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, exactly. What were you, bitch, why are you complaining? Why are you complaining? Secondly, if the sex is bomb with guy number two, bitch, you know where he needs to go. If he has a good body, he is a nice person, and he spend times with you, and the sex is good, great. Now, guy number one clearly wasn't doing any of that part. You said the sex was good once, and it's been fucking dishwater after that. There is no buts or maybes. You do what you had to do. Guy number two is where. And secondly, why are you feeling bad? You wasn't committed to anyone. These things happen. Yeah. You are a free and disengaged individual, Logan. So I wouldn't feel bad about it. I think you just wanted the best of both worlds. And sometimes we're not Hannah Montana. We can't have fucking Hannah here and Miley there. It doesn't work. It does not work like that. So this is a brag, bitch. And you know what you came here with to this podcast. But it's fine. We'll let you have that.
Wrote that DM with a smile.
Yeah, you did. I know you fucking did.
These broke single hoes. Get yours, Logan. Well done. Got well two done friends on you. The football team going for you.
Yeah. Cute ass. You lived that life. Good for you, boo.
So yeah, do you want me to read one?
Yes, go on then.
Okay. Hey guys, sorry if this is a long one, but there's a bit of a backstory to get through. So in lockdown, I met this guy. Let's call him Ben. Ben and I had a really fun connection and entered into a situationship, a sort of exclusive friends with benefits deal. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was moving house and getting a new roommate. Let's call him Mark. When he moved in, Mark told me that him and Ben had previously dated in the past. It was nothing too serious, just one or two dates and some sexual interactions, but like nothing more. Mm-hmm. So I asked Mark if he was okay with me still meeting up with Ben, and he said he was, but not to rub it in his face, which I respected. This went on for a few months when eventually Ben told me that he was on the edge of catching feelings, so wanted to call things off. I'm not looking for a relationship right now and can respect a man who is honest with himself, so I'm okay with it, but did need to take some space to let the disappointment go away. I've not been messaging Ben for the last few weeks, but this afternoon I got a message from him letting me know that he's going to be meeting up with Mark in a few days' time and he wanted to give me a heads up. Boys, I don't know how to feel about this. From what I know, they haven't really been talking during the whole time the situationship was happening. I told Mark about it coming to a close, and within the next few days, they're meeting up. Would you be upset about this? Should I be upset that Ben was the one who got in touch and told me, and Mark's just been walking around the house like nothing's going on? Or is this just a friendly meetup, and I'm making it seem shadier than it is? I'm really not sure how to feel about this. Any help you can give would be great. Thanks. Confused.
Do you know what? I already, from the second you started reading, I already felt that I don't think there's any bitterness behind it. I think it sounds really friendly. From my point of view, at least, I don't think there's anything that it's wrapped up in like jealousy or something. I think personally it's just a friendly encounter. I think you're reading it into a little bit too much here. I might be wrong. But I feel like everything you have said and everything you've said in situation, it seems like there is nothing more behind. And these things happen again. Is it 9 degrees or 5 degrees of separation?
6 degrees.
Yeah, well, it's gay. So -3 because, you know.
2 degrees.
2 degrees. Yeah, 2 degrees of separation. These things happen. I think first things first. Thanks for coming in and let us know you have this thing going on. But I don't think there's anything in it. I think, you know what? I don't think there's anything behind it, honestly. I know my answer probably just very vague and not, you know, very helpful. But it's the truth. I think you're probably just looking into it a bit too much here. And besides, life goes on.
So what should Confused do? What should Confused do?
Get drunk and fuck them both.
Sorry, why is that your answer? You're so good until it comes to like, here's what you should do, and then it's always cause chaos.
I am the diplomatic chaos maker in this
yes,
thing.
You are diplomatic chaos.
You know, like you have the two devils on one side, the white angel and the devil sitting there in his Matalan t-shirt, like, hey bitch, how you doing? I think what you should do, to be fair, you don't want to bring too much, like, you don't want the views to be on you. So I don't think you should talk about it either. I think you should just let it go. Yeah. It's one of those situations where you can't really go into the deep end, because the more you talk about it, I think it might cause a problem, and we don't need that, because life is too short. So.
Yeah, I agree with Nick. I think it can feel like it's an issue only because of how the pieces have fallen for it. But I really don't think there's too much into it, especially if while you were in the situationship, like Mark wasn't moving to steal. If Mark had been moving to steal the entire time, then you'd be like, right, well, he's a shady bugger. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem to be that. I think it's like you've done a smart thing on creating some space for you. And then you just got to be like, look, people move how they move. And mm-hmm. like, you can't be in control of what everyone's doing. And like, if they were trying to do some shade, neither one of them would told you. They would have just got on with it and let it happen behind your back, and you would have found out later and been what it had been.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I'm glad that this isn't like a we're trying to be friends scenario, because it seems like you and Ben didn't start out being friends. So you're not doing that thing that people pretend they're going to do where you're like, oh, afterwards we'll be friends, because you weren't friends before. Normally you don't end up friends afterwards. So, you know, just move how you're going to move, relax on it. Like, I wouldn't think there's too much going on. And then if there is some shady dealings and they're like, end up banging it out again, you just got to be like, well, you know that Mark was basically the follow up, because mm-hmm. Ben was catching feelings for you and like needed somewhere to place that. And Mark might have been available. So move on, be good, treat yourself well. And like, I don't think anyone's coming for you in this. So I think you're fine.
No, that was it. But thanks for your question. Right, on to the last question of the evening. Da-da-da. Hi, Dan and Nick. I have a question for you both. So last year, I met a really, really lovely guy on that site with the skeleton that goes... Bidoo-it. He's 20... Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, where am I going?
Every question has been, I've met this guy in lockdown. I met this guy.
I ain't met nobody. I mean, I have met someone, but that's another episode.
You?
Anyway, he's 31 and I'm 25. We had a really instant connection and talked nonstop. I think we're both starting to fall for each other. Then I ruined it.
Sorry, one sec. 31 and 25?
Yeah.
Is this Logan from the first question again?
No.
Just this is Wyatt.
This is Wyatt.
Logan, I swear, I know it's you. Writing in under a pseudonym. Go on, Wyatt.
I ruined it all because he asked me to send some pictures of what I did, but I sent him group photos. He assumed I was a much better looking friend, and stupidly, I didn't correct him. When we arranged to meet, I knew I had to come clean, so I sent him an actual photo of me and explained I misled him because I'm not confident. He was gutted and felt I lied and he couldn't trust me anymore. He ended it. Since then, we chat here and there, but he doesn't want to meet. I think about him day and night. I'm such an idiot for spoiling what we could have been perfect, because that dick was beautiful. What do I do? Well, first thing first, bitch, you're a fraud.
Wait. Read the first part of that question again.
Let me go back to it.
Everything before the send the picture. Just read that again.
Oh, okay. So last year, I met a really lovely guy on that site with the skirt, and I go, bidoo-it. He's 21 and I'm 25. Yeah.
He's 31.
And he's 25. We had an instant connection and talked nonstop, and we were both starting to fall in love. Okay. All right. Then I ruined it. He asked me to send some pictures, which I did, but I sent him group photos.
Okay. So you're falling in love before this man has seen a picture of you.
Mm-hmm. You already gone wrong. It's already gone wrong.
Wyatt, how old is Wyatt? 25?
Yeah.
Child, sit down. Sit your ass down. Don't be talking to me about no falling in love with some man over Grindr when you ain't sent a picture of yourself to him. And he does not know what you look like. Said, what? Whatless? No. Nick, I feel like you take this. I will compose myself and come back thing. Because this is some madness.
First thing first, how are you falling? Well, you must be how a child. Are you falling in love on that app?
Wyatt, you must be a child.
How are you finding love on an app? You must be pent up, honey. I know it's been a long year, but nah, it's not for me. I ain't fall in love with nobody I just met on that app. No fucking way. Secondly, you're wrong. He's right to end it. You catfished him. This is your woman. You are a fraud, ma'am. This is a Wendy's.
Okay, I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna be nice. Wyatt, this is a call in and a correction for you because we love you and appreciate you and we don't want you to make the same mistake again. It's not calling you out or calling you all this and all that. There's a few issues. Issue number one, you need to go into some scenarios protecting yourself until you have met somebody. Because we have all seen 90 Day Fiancé. We have all seen Married at First Sight. If you go in desperate to fall in love, you will fall in love with everybody because that's what you want. You want to be in love. You don't want to be in a relationship with that person. You just want to be in love with somebody. So that's what you'll do. Correct. How you managed to fall in love with a man who has never met you, who has never apparently seen a picture of you, was madness. You sent him group photos and he assumed, so this is wrong on him. Mm-hmm. He assumed that you were your, what you say, more attractive friend. That is his mistake, which makes me think that you are lying to us and that you didn't send him group pictures. You sent him pictures of your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you sent him pictures of your friend, you fully catfished him. And and so actions have consequences and the consequences are this man don't want to see you. But you can't be coming in here with the energy of like, I lost everything we could have been.
No.
This is the same level as seeing someone hot in the supermarket, dropping something and being like, oh my God, I've lost what could have been between me and the supermarket man. You didn't know this man. You never met this man. He didn't know what you looked like. He did not know who you were. You'd just been chatting. Baby. I don't know what your current situation is. I don't know where you're at. But let's release you of these shackles of looking for love in places. You can find love, but you've got to let it develop with somebody who knows you. Because I do not believe that you are ugly. I do not believe that you are unattractive at all. Mm-hmm. I believe that there are plenty of people in this world who will find you attractive and you will find attractive and you can build something with. But in order to do that, you have to be honest about who you are. And that is honest in chat, honest in what you look like, honest in what your interests are. Don't pretend to be into like art house theater. If he's like, that's his thing. You're like, yeah, I love it. And then you're Googling on the side because you will catch yourself up. You'll get caught slipping.
Correct.
So Wyatt, be honest. Next, don't make this mistake again. You know what you've done here. But also, let's bring it down a few notches. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not getting divorced from this man. He wasn't offering to sweep you up and take you to Italy on a whirlwind romance holiday. He was talking to you on Grindr. He sent you a picture of his dick, I'm assuming. He wanted to ride. And then what he wanted to do was ride the attractive friend. Or the attractive, air quotes. People can't see air quotes, it's a podcast. Air quotes. I just said air quotes.
Just girl.
Girl, like, you missed out on a hookup. That's it. Come on. Let's move on. Next. Next one in line. Let's send him a picture of actually me. Let's love who I am. Get myself into a place where I am attractive. Because, bitch, you are. And you need to know that. You need to feel it and be it. And if you can't, then you fake it until you feel it. Let the girl, boy, if you're going to lie to somebody, lie to that man about how confident you are. Lie to that man about how much you love yourself. And then build yourself up to it during the process. Otherwise, I got nothing to say.
Indeed. Well,
ruined that's what we had.
We need to go because
we were going to be in love. What is he talking about? Baby brother, I love you, but my God. Nick, you got anything else to say to why I feel like I was mean?
I don't. I gotta go. We gotta go because we got shit to do.
Well, thank you for writing in. If you would like a cussing out next week,
feel free to get in contact. We're always open for you. Well, that's been the Back of the Bus for another week. We will be back with you on Wednesday for the 802, The Ride of Your Life, with your boy Nick Charles and Dan James LDN. We will see you on the flip side. Enjoy your weekend and stay safe during these times, because we don't want the numbers rising, because we want to be that fucking pride. Love and life.
Yeah. And it's going to be sunny, so Caucasians, sun cream, please.
Bye. See you guys soon. Bye.
Talking about being in love. What's...